Okay, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business, we have three items of other business this evening. The first one being Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, conditional use number 1877, amended condition.
This is a request to amend the condition of approval number 4, which stated that the tire shall be painted white or a sky-neutral color, and no signage or other lettering shall be permitted on it. The applicant's attorney has written you a letter, provided each of you a copy of that. They relate to modified that condition to allow for Tidewater's name and their logo on the tower. Since that condition originated with the commission's recommendation, you do have the authority to amend it if you choose to do so. And along with Mr. Willard's letter, there were copies of minutes from the county council meeting where Tidewater has had other towers approved. They did not have that stipulation.
Did we do that in response to concern from the community? I think, isn't that why we did that? We wanted them to paint the tower out so that you wouldn't see it.
I believe in his letter, I don't think anybody was.
And this is the one that got approved twice, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It got approved and expired.
I don't think they had any.
Okay.
Anybody present in support or opposed to it.
All right. Well, okay. If we didn't do it for a specific reason, I know we have on some others, I know we've had in the past, but if we didn't, and that could be how it came to be,
yeah.
We just did it automatically without really considering.
I know it. Mr. Johnson at one point had concerns about these turning into giant billboards, you know, and that might have been what that originated from. But I do think most all of them have the name of the company on them.
Oh, well, we'll ask him what he thinks. Oh, he's not here.
There or something.
Okay. Well, that one, he's okay. Mr. Johnson not here to speak for himself.
But the amended condition would be only Tidewater.
Yeah. Name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't put anything else. Yeah. He couldn't put.
Say Tidewater Utilities at Angola Beach or something like that.
You want the name of the town or name
it
of the
did department? Originally, because remember there was a situation where it was tied into Angola Beach at first, and then I think the second time around there wasn't that connection.
I don't think so either.
Make
sure to just ask for Tidewater.
Name and logo.
He's Mr. Willard's letter states that Tidewater hereby requests the commission to allow just signage of the Tidewater name.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So just Tidewater, period.
I don't think they have a logo.
Partizan does, but I don't think Tidewater does either.
I think it's just that fancy Tidewater.
All right, gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
All right, Mr. Chairman, my motion would be for approval of CU 1877, amended condition, Tidewater Utilities, Inc.
Second.
So moved and seconded to permit the amended condition for conditional use number 1877, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.